This week marks 4 years since the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now children who grew up in Afghanistan during the war are heading to college in the U.S.
A UW-Madison junior wants to create stronger bonds for Afghan students. Hara Salahi is launching a new student group as president of UW-Madison's Afghan Student Association. Hara, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much.
What moved you to want to create the new Afghan Student Association?
Well, I founded the Afghan Student Association after noticing something important on campus. Many student groups were celebrating their cultures through hosting events that brought people together. But I realized that there wasn't a similar space for Afghans. And that really inspired me to create the Afghan Student Association, a community where Afghan students could connect and celebrate their heritage, while also welcoming non-Afghans who are curious to learn, engage, and share in Afghan culture.
So when you start meeting as a group, how will it feel? What will the discussions be like? And what will this group do?
So we are planning a bunch of events for this semester. And for the first event, we are planning on doing a fall kickoff, we're going to have Afghan traditional food, and we're going to introduce the org to the campus. So basically, we're going to have an introduction talking about Afghani culture, our history, and we're just going to have people learn more about Afghanistan. And also, we're going to have play a Kahoot and see how people learn about it and how people liked it.
What food do you hope to serve?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm kind of getting hungry.
But yeah.
One of the very popular food that we have is called kabuli palau. It's rice with lamb and raisins and carrots. It's really popular and it's really delicious. So I'm hoping to have that. And I'm hoping to have like a bunch of different food because I want everyone to try some Afghani food. So I'll have some dumplings as well, which called ashak, and as well as some chicken kebab and salad, of course.
How did you learn to make these traditional dishes? Who taught you?
Of course, my mom. She's amazing at cooking. She kind of teach me how to like make these food. I mean, I can't cook as well as her, but she's a pro at it. But I can't make some, you know, here and there. But yeah.
How do students from Afghanistan find community on campus? What is that like?
Well, when I came to UW-Madison, I went to other events and saw how people came together. And I was like, there isn't a space for Afghans to, you know, come together. So I wanted to create this student org where they can come and like, you know, see people like them, people who share same cultures, same heritage, same values, speak the same language. I feel like it's more comfortable when you see people like you around you. So I feel like having these events will support these students, you know, especially since most of them are living away from home, from their parents. So it's kind of hard to be alone. But then when you see someone from your own country and you just want to like be around them and spend some time with them. So I feel like emotionally and also just to like have something to practice, somewhere to practice your culture and your, you know, celebrate your heritage, to not forget about it and, you know, see people like them and feel comfortable and connected with campus and feel safe.
I would imagine, too, now as a third year student, you're the one who's helping other Afghan students who are new to campus have those same feelings of community and feeling assured that it will be okay for them.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
We're learning about a new student organization at UW-Madison, the Afghan Student Association, that will kick off this semester. Third-year undergraduate student Hara Salahi is the group's founder and president. Hera, are there unique challenges of being an international student on campus and having a healthy outlook about the campus environment?
Well, I'm not an international student myself, so mm-hmm. I can't speak to that experience directly, mm-hmm. but I have been following the news and know how difficult things have been. Recently, thousands of student visas were revoked, leaving many students suddenly uncertain about whether they could even remain in the country. This has also placed strain on universities, which rely on international students, not only for financial support, but also for the cultural diversity and richness they bring to campus life. The process of getting student visas is becoming harder and harder, and I know these are some really difficult time, but we can't lose sight of how important these opportunities are and how many people truly need them. All over the world, there are students who dream of studying in the United States who hold onto the hope of continuing their education here. When I think about that need, I like to think about Afghan girls. For the past 4 years, they have been banned from pursuing an education, which is the most basic human right. Imagine being told that you cannot learn, you can't grow, you cannot chase your dreams. And yet, despite all this, Afghan girls continue to hold on to that hope. A hope that one day they will be able to study again. Hope that one day that their dream will not be denied. That's why opportunities like student visas matter. Because for so many, they're not just paperwork or permission. They are the chance to reclaim a future. So imagine if Afghan girls had the chance to get a student visa and continue their education abroad. That would be a golden opportunity that could completely change their lives. And it's not just them, just like them. There are like a lot of other young people around the world with the same hope. That's why access to student visa and education is not just important, it's necessary.
Are there certain ways that your new student organization could help or support the education of Afghan women?
Well, yes, definitely. That's one of my goals. Since I moved to the United States, I always wanted to support the women and girls back home. One of the goals for my association this year, I am planning on kind of connecting with other Afghan student association on other universities across the United States and coming together, seeing how we can support those women and girls back home.
Do you imagine a day when there will be peace in Afghanistan, when you might be able to return to the country?
That's one of my dreams, to be able to return to my country, to see people in peace and see women being returned back to schools and work and having their own freedom to walk around the city with no fear. It's really painful to be here and watch the news every single morning, seeing there are so many stuff going on in your country and you really can't help them. It is one of my dreams to see my country in peace. And yeah, I would love to return back and, celebrate that peace and everything with my families back home and with my friends and the people of Afghanistan.
What do you look forward to most in this coming school year?
Really looking forward for the events that I'm going to be hosting. I am really excited because I have friends reaching out to me. They're like, we're so excited to come to your events. This is so exciting. So I'm really excited to like host events and have people come and learn more about Afghanistan. And one of the events that I'm really looking forward into is I want to have a discussion event where I talk about the Afghan girl situation and see what everyone thinks about it and see everyone's opinion on it. And that's pretty much it for the association part. But for my academic life, I'm just trying to, catch up with classes and yeah.
Is there a network of Afghan student associations outside of UW-Madison? You mentioned other universities. Is there a wider network of these groups?
Not in Wisconsin, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But we do. I was trying to connect with the University of Minnesota, and there was they actually started a new Afghan association recently as well. And I kind of wanted to connect with them as well. But yeah, there are a lot of them actually in cities like New York, California. There's like a lot of them that I'm looking forward into connecting with them.
Well, Hera, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us, and all the best to your new student organization and to this year.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. Yeah.
That is UW-Madison's Hera Salahi.